The website for the organization Word Alone prominently displays a portrait of Martin Luther, and these Latter-day Lutherans place themselves squarely within Luther's tradition of pious rebellion. Word Alone members are protesting the conditions of their church's alliance with the Episcopal Church, specifically a provision accepting what's called the historic episcopate. The clause requires a laying on of hands by the bishop at a new pastor's ordination, forming an unbroken line Episcopalians say reaches back to Christ's apostles. Some Lutheran pastors call this a superstition. Pastor Roger Eigenfeld, who heads the Word Alone movement from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Matamidi, says the practice violates his beliefs and wrongly elevates the power of bishops over pastors and lay people.
There's only one person now who can ordain, and that is the bishop. For example, I ordained my daughter, who happens to be a pastor at St. James Lutheran Church in Burnsville. And in the future, I could not do that.
Eigenfeld says the Word Alone movement is gaining ground. He believes it represents about 2 million out of 5 million church members. Eigenfeld's church recently hosted a nationwide convention for people unhappy about the Lutheran Episcopal Alliance. About 1,200 to 1,500 people attended, and Eigenfeld says they drafted a resolution asking the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America to allow them to retain their traditional practices. Eigenfeld says he's separated Word Alone activities from his duties as a pastor and doesn't preach against the agreement. But discussion of the group was in the air on a recent Sunday morning. Congregation member Ryan Solberg says he began hearing and reading about Word Alone and told Eigenfeld he supports what the group stands for.
The notion, the biblical notion that we're a priesthood of believers, you know, we're all capable of some element of ministry. I think that's a good thing. And I don't know all of the issues with this other movement, but I guess I'd like to keep it the way it is.
However, Word Alone appears to be gaining momentum after the fact. A National Lutheran Assembly already approved the agreement with the Episcopal Church last year. The purpose of the agreement is to allow the ELCA and Episcopal churches to share clergy when necessary to shore up shrinking congregations on both sides. Herbert Chilstrom, a retired Lutheran bishop living in Pelican Rapids, supports the alliance and sees few alternatives.
The Word Alone group now are trying to turn that decision back, if possible. I think we need to honor the decision that was made by our conscientious folks at that last assembly and move ahead.
Chilstrom calls the difference between Lutheran and Episcopal practices in ordination a slight one and says bishops often presided at ordinations anyway. But former Minnesota Governor Al Quie, recently elected to Word Alone's steering committee, says his group's members are chafing at what they see as condescension from officials at the ELCA's Chicago headquarters.
I feel like a little boy where their father pats you on the head and says, oh, you'll be all right. You get over that. It's sort of like having a nightmare or something like that. You'll be all right in the morning. And so I don't think they really took us seriously until now.
Word Alone members say they can envision three possible resolutions: a campaign to reverse last year's vote and throw out the agreement, permission from church officials to continue their own traditions regarding ordination, or potentially a break with the church. Roger Eigenfeld says his group doesn't want to follow in Martin Luther's footsteps in that sense.
And we don't want to leave the ELCA. This is our church. My kids went to Lutheran colleges. I went to a Lutheran college. These are our seminaries. These are our friends. And we're just hoping that some reasonable kind of solution can be found.
Next weekend, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America's Church Council will meet in Chicago to discuss Word Alone's complaint and any possible solutions. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.